Yud Tes Tammuz, Monday the 25th of July, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, spacing out, I suppose not after some strange weed, in Broch Achrona, part 2. Spacing out in Broch Achrona.
The Sfadim on Elul start slichas from? So, Rabbi Yankel spoke about the Sfadim not keeping the 3 weeks. So the first, there's one of the pizmonim in slichas is Chatan ulefanecha rachem aleinu, and there is a nusach which is added the following: bePesach ochlim kitniot shlosha shavuot osim chatunot. 9 days, לוקחים מקלחות, לכם באלול משכימים לסליחות. Okay, translation. בפסח אוכלים קטניות, on Pesach we eat kidneys, 3 weeks, in the 3 weeks, עושים חתונות, we make chasnas. In the 9 days, the Sfadim only keep שבוע שחל בו, לוקחים מקלחות, we shower, לכן באלול, therefore in אלול, משכימים לסליחות. That's why we start slichas so much earlier. Yeah. Yitzchak, you kept that one? Okay, Rabbi, so we're getting spacing in Broch Achrona part 2. We're going to use the first 3 minutes to recap what we learnt in part one, and then we'll go on. We'll go on the stage. Would it be possible to have Chelek Aleph, Mr. Bor? Possible. Thank you. Yeah. So we spoke about the following, Rabbi Sai. If you have wine. And mezonos, thank you. We have wine and mezonos, you're meant to make ala michya and ala geffen, and you only made ala geffen, and you need to make ala michya again, right? That's poshut, because there's no way you can be yotze with ala geffen on cake, right? Second question: if you had only wine and you made ala michya, Rabbi Sai, are you yotze? You only had wine and you made ala michya. Clue. Rabbi Sai, we'll have to start last year again. Right? Clue, benching. We had a seif in Shulchan Aruch about Birkas HaMozon on wine. What was the halacha on Birkas HaMozon on wine? Yoytze. Why? 3 things are yoytze on mezonos, wine, and one of the Shiva Saminim. Yoytze with Birkas HaMozon. There are lots of them in Iraq. You take her out on a date. Yeah, you take Tamar a date on a date. Yeah. Those 3 things, if you bench by mistake, you are yoytze. Yeah, and even if you only say Birkas Hazan. Therefore, Hu Adin, says the Ber Hatev, yeah, and the other Achronim, Hu Adin, if you make Alamichya on those 3 things, on Mizonis, of course, you make Alamichya anyway, but if you make it Alamichya on wine, and on dates, you are yoytze b'dieved. But if you make alamichya on pomegranates or grapes, not wine, grapes, then you're not yoytze. Why? Because if you make a brocha which is too choshul, yeah, you're not yoytze, right? So if you mad wine, so somebody pointed out, I think it was here, what's the difference between grapes and grape juice? Yeah, hashmas, I don't think you need, the poskim do not say that you're only yoytze on wine if it's alcoholic. So I don't know why suddenly grape juice is more choshuv than the grapes. But you do see it's got a different bracha. You see even non-alcoholic grape juice, you make that special bracha of boyer prayer gefen, which is a more choshuv bracha than boyer prayer is. So you're yoytze ala michya if you say on... Yeah, on wine, okay? Okay, just to make sure, if I have apples and I make alamichya, am I yotze?
No,
you're not yotze. Right. If I have, what about the other way around? I have cake, or have pomegranate and I make bore and nefoshes. Yoitze? Any disagreement? You're not Yoitze. You're not Yoitze. Not only on cake you're not Yoitze, which is very choshub, and of course bread you're not Yoitze if you make bread and nefoshim, but even Shiva Samini, which doesn't have a more of a sustaining power status to it than a normal fruit, right? So pomegranate, you're not Yoitze if you say bread and nefoshim on a pomegranate, right? Sorry? If you didn't have anything for the bar nefoshes, if you had to make a bar nefoshes anyway, for instance, you had a drink with it, so your bar nefoshes will go on that, but not on the pomegranates. If it was only on pomegranates, yeah, you'd have to say Baruch Hashem Kavod Machusel Olam Vaed on the bar nefoshes. Right. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Kiddush, on Shabbos, you had cake and wine, and you only remembered Al HaMichya. Anybody remember? You only said Al HaMichya. You should have said Al HaMichya and Al Pri HaGefen. Al Pri HaGefen. You only said Al HaMichya.
Just said it counts. It's okay.
No, we didn't say it just counts. What did we say? I spoke about drinking wine by itself. Then you said Al HaMichya. Here, you have cake and wine. What should you do? You should say Al HaMichya and Al HaGefen. So now, our question was, do you say that since if I had wine by itself and I would have made Al HaMichya, then the halacha is I'm Yotze. So now, just because I had cake as well, why should I not be Yotze? The counter argument to that is, Rabbi Yisai, remember we gave a moshul from the Shulchan Aruch, if you've got a melon and you've got an apple in front of you, and instead of going for the apple first, you say you made Bar Pri Adoma on the melon. Yeah. Do I need to make a bracha on the fruit? Depends. Correct. So if I would have taken a fruit, an apple, and made Bore Pri Adom on it, I would be Yotze. What happened if I had an apple and a melon, or a fruit salad, and let's say they're 50-50 to keep it simple, and the Adoma is on top? You don't have to go out of your way to the bottom to get that. The Adoma is on top. So you make a Bore Pri Adom on the watermelon. Yeah? Do you need to make another bracha on the apples? You do need to make a bracha unless you had explicit kavana. Do you hear the difference? When you took the fruit and you made Bore Pri Adom on this, then I want directly my bracha to go on this fruit. That's yotze. But if you make the Bore Pri Adom and there happens to be a fruit here, then it will only putter that fruit if you had explicit kavana to butter it. Correct. You're not allowed to. You should say the right bracha. Therefore, if you're starting with the Bore Pri Adoma first, start with the Bore Pri Adoma first, and then go on to make the Bore Pri Eight. Right? If you didn't know that and you thought, well, no, if I'm already making Bore Pri Adoma, I don't need to make a Bore Pri Eight as well. You thought you made a mistake and you had Mefurish Kavana, then you Yotze. So similarly here, with a cake, if you had Mefurish Kavana, that with this Al HaMichya, I'm going to putter my wine as well, then you Yotze, right? Because we said wine can qualify as Al HaMichya, but if you did not have Kavana, you will not be Yotze with Al HaMichya.
Did we not know that a bracha can putter everything that you have in front of you on the table? But what you know is coming in for this meal.
Yeah, if it's the right bracha.
So therefore,
the correct bracha.
But he had it in front of him.
But he didn't have intention. This kavana, if I make Bore Pri Eight, I've got an apple in front of me, and I didn't even think about the apricot. Yeah, as long as it wasn't all in front of me, either on my table or on this sitting where I am, then even if I finish the apple, I don't need to make, and I didn't even think about the apricot, I don't need to make another Bore Pri Eight on the apricot, right? If I changed my mind and I was intending, and I brought in an apricot from after I finished my apple, and I brought it from the kitchen, I wasn't intending to, and it wasn't in front of me, then I need to make another bracha on the apricot. But if it's in front of me, it's yotze. But that's all because it's the right bracha. Apricot is also Bore Pri Eight. Here, you're not yotze unless you have explicit kavana. Okay, so. Right. So let's just do a quick recap as we're moving on now. If you had Al HaMichya, if you had cake and you had wine and you only made Al HaMichya, then the halacha is you've got to make Al HaGefen again. Okay? Alright? You're not yet. And we pulled a raya from Shulchan Aruch in Hichas Avdolah, in Hichas Melava Malka, where he speaks about where if you have Melava Malka straight after Havdalah, and Shulchan Aruch says if you made Havdalah And then you straight away went to Malava Malka, like sometimes in the summer, you want to eat straight away. And you made Bore Pre HaGofen, and you did not make Ala Gefen before you started your meal. If you did not have any wine during Malava Malka, you will need to make Ala Gefen on the wine, not only during the Birkas HaMazon, before you bench, but even if you bench, the Shulchan Aruch says, you need to make Ala Gefen, because your benching only starts from the meal. Your meal started from when the meal started, which was Malava Malka. Right? It did not start from when you started drinking the wine. Unlike Kiddush, since Kiddush ain't Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Soda, therefore even if I drink wine just in Kiddush, and I don't drink any wine during the meal, I don't need to make a separate Ala Gefen. The reason is, because ain't Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Soda, therefore my meal has commenced with the wine of Kiddush. Mashing in Havdalah is separate to the meal. It's got nothing to do with Ela B'Malka. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says you need to make Ala Gefen. Now, we just say, what's the halacha if you benched on wine? Rabbi, you Yoytze. So why does Shulchan Aruch tell me to make Ala Gefen? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, because I didn't have explicit kavana. You can only, and since my benching was chal on the meal which I had, then even though I would have had mefurash kavana to pata the wine, I would have been Yoytze. But here, since I did not have explicit kavana, right? I'm not Yotze, therefore I need to make Ala Gefen. Therefore, you need to make here as well another Ala Gefen. This is the psak of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and others with regards to this question of Ala Mechia and Gefen. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we're going on to, if you remember it in one place but not in the other. Let's speak about the first case. Right? You remembered it then, but you forgot it in, well, there's another two places which you say. So you remembered it right at the beginning of the bracha, but you've forgotten the last two. Right? Alternatively, you forgot it at the beginning of the bracha, but you remembered it in the last two. Yeah? Alternatively, you remembered it in the beginning and the end, but you forgot it in Somuch Lechasima. Yeah? Always, you need Me'ein Lechasima, Somuch Lechasima. So you said, Ala Michio, Ala Kakol, Ala Gefen, Ala Priya Gefen, Baruch Atah, and then at the end, Lechasima, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ala Oetz, Ala Michio, Ala Priya Gefen, but you didn't say, Ki Atah Hashem, Toivu Meitiv Lakoel, Menoid Elechal Aretz, Ala Michio, Ala Priya Gefen. Okay? You didn't say that bit just before the Chasima. Okay, so what is the halacha in those, in that scenario? Let's start with case number three, because I think that's the most simple. Right. You mentioned it at the beginning. Rabbi, so you've got it, you mentioned it at the beginning. So you've got A, B, and C, right? A is right at the beginning of the bracha. B is, Somuch Lechasima, Ki Atah Hashem Tov Umeitiv Lakol. Perhaps, you've got it, right? If you need the siddur, you can have the siddur. But, so you remembered it. You remember that an A, and you remember that C, but you forgot it at B. What is that halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Yotze, correct. This requirement of needing somuch lechasima, yeah? Me'ein lechasima, somuch lechasima, that just before the bracha you need to finish off with the subject matter which is similar to the chasima, that's only lechatchila. That's not me'akim. That means even if I missed it out completely, I didn't say at all, Ki Atah Hashem. I went from, I just skipped out the whole thing, Ki Atah Hashem Tov Umeitiv Lakol. I'm not sure about Ki Atah Hashem Tov Umeitiv Lakol. But if you missed out, V'noyde Lecha La'aretz V'Alamichya, you're Yotze. Right? Yeah? As long as you said it in the Chasim. So, right. So that's okay if you missed out B. So Rabbi said, what about if you missed out C? Right? In other words, you remember at the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem V'Lekenu L'Cholom Al-Aretz V'Alamichya V'Al Kakol V'Al Gefen V'Al Priya Gefen. Right? And you forgot about Priyagofi. What does Lailon say? You're not Yotze. A kol oilech achacha asima. Yeah? Not only when you didn't mention it in somoch lechasima in B, right? You only mentioned it in A. Yeah? But even if you mentioned it in A and B, but you did not mention it in C, you're not Yotze. Okay? Yeah, okay, right. No, right? You mentioned it in A and B, but you did not mention it right at the end. You need to say, so what do I need to do now? Baruch Atah Hashem al Haaretz v'al Hamechya. And then it's more than Toi Kedai Dibur. If it's Toi Kedai Dibur, you can just say, V'al Priy HaGofen, right? Toi Kedai Dibur, it's 2 seconds, Shom Aleicha Rabbi Meiri. You can just insert straight away, V'al Priy HaGofen. But it's more than Toi Kedai Dibur, 5 seconds has elapsed. You can't, it's too late to just insert V'al HaGofen. What do I do now, Rabbi Zai? No, why Baruch Shem? Baruch Shem, he ate cake and wine. Sorry, we're talking about he ate cake and wine, and he forgot to mention wine right at the Chasima. So if, what does he do now? Start again, Al HaGefen, right? Al HaGefen. No, you don't start Al HaGefen again, you don't start Al HaGefen. Why Baruch Shem? It's not Baruch HaLavatola.
Al HaGefen only now.
Yeah, only Al HaGefen. Yeah, Rabbi Isai.
Yeah?
Rabbi Isai, I'm getting some a few quizzical looks. Is there any question? Is that a problem? I think that's quite straightforward. Alan, ask him. The Al HaMechya has been covered, right? The independent thing. You need to do Al HaGefen, right? Oh, right. So now that's the right. Now you forgot A and B. You forgot. So we've spoken about forgot. We've spoken about. Remember, forgot B, definitely Yotze. Right. Forgot C, definitely not Yotze. Right? No matter whether I said it in A and B, or I said it just in A. If you forgot C, you're not Yotze. Therefore, if it's Toi Kedai Dibur, say it. Just insert Val Priy HaGofen. And if it's one Toi Kedai Dibur, you have to start again. Now, when I start again, you start the bracha again. Don't say Al HaMechya again. Because you've been Yotze Al HaMechya, you just... Sorry? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Al Haaretz V'Al Priy HaGofen Al Haaretz V'Al HaGefen V'Al Priy HaGofen V'Al Tnu V'Sasod. The whole bracha again. The whole thing again. Just mentioning why. Now, what happens if you mention it just in the end? You mentioned C, but you did not mention it at the beginning. Now, here we have a machlekes. This is
the...
Okay, so case.
Sorry.
Right, you did the following. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Al HaMechya V'Al Kalkolo V'Al Tnu V'Sasodet etc. Ki Atah Hashem Tov Yomitiv Lakol V'Noyda Lecha Al HaAretz V'Al HaMechya Baruch Atah Hashem Al HaAretz V'Al HaMechya V'Al Priy HaGofen. Then right at the end of Chab, I forgot wine. So I insert Al HaGefen right at the end. Okay, is that clear the case?
Yes.
Right, so that is a... Sorry?
You're putting it in the right place.
It should work.
It should work.
It should work, why? Because you got the last chasima.
Ah,
okay, so on this, correct, that is the final halacha, but I just wanted to explain where we're coming from. What happens if you are something, this is a concept which you need imagination for, and that is called... Now, I'm speaking about spacing out during Bracha Achroina, but there's another concept which you people might not be acquainted with, and that's called spacing out during davening. Yeah? I don't know if that phenomenon has ever happened to you, but it's already, I thought it was like a 21st century phenomenon, but the Shulchan Aruch already speaks about it. And we're speaking about the Birkas Kriyashma, and you think... And you start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam instead of Yotze Oir Uvoy Rechoyshech, you said Rabbi Isai? No, Abba Rabba. Asher B'dvoray Ma'ariv Arovim V'chokma B'seh Shorim, right? So what is Halacha? So Rabbi Isai, if you said Ma'ariv Arovim, the whole bracha, instead of Yotze Oirim with Yotze Amoyoriz, what is the Halacha? Not Yotze. Right, completely the wrong bracha, definitely not Yotze. You have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machlus Elo Olam Vaed and start again, Yotze Oroi Chosh. However, what happens if I remembered Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Bidvar Ma'ariv Arovim Bechokhmah Bisei Hashorim, etc, etc. Kel Chai V'Kayom Tomid Im Loch Aleinu Lo Olam Vaed. Then I chapt, and then I said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'oiros. So I chapt at the end. Yeah? Or alternatively, my mind starts spacing out at the beginning, at the end. So I started off correctly. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yotzer Oyer Uvoyer Choshech, Oyser Shalom Uvoyer Es Hakol. Yeah, and then I don't know how. What did he? Lakel Baruch Nemois Itenu. Where he went wrong? But he went Kel Chay Vet Kayon Tomidim Loich Oleinu Loilam Voed. Baruch Atah Hashem Hamari Varovin instead of Yotzer Amoros. So what is the halacha in those two cases, Rabbi Sai? Okay, the first case is where you started wrongly, but will choisem correctly, and the second case is the other way around, where you started correctly and you finished wrongly. So let's go to the second case. You said you finished off Baruch Atah Hashem Hamari Varovim. Are you yotzei? No. Hakol hoylech achar hachasima. You got the chasima wrong. You snooker. There's nothing to do. I don't care that you said the whole thing correct. The whole massive bracha with Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. If you got the chasima wrong, you're not yotzei. Okay? And therefore, that's why as well, in bracha achrona, if you didn't say, al haaretz ve'al hamechya ve'al pri hagafen in the chasima, you're definitely not yotzei, even though you remembered it before. What happens if you remembered it in the chasima, but you didn't say anything about it in the beginning of the bracha? Okay? So here we have, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not Yotze. Shulchan Aruch says, you're only Yotze if you can start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher B'Dvarim Ma'ariv Arovim. Yeah, if you started that wrongly. As long as you caught yourself, yeah, and you said Yotze or somewhere, right, then it's okay, right? That means, although you started with the wrong bracha, right, it's okay. Or even if you didn't start, you started with the right bracha, and then you went off on a tangent, I got confused. I called Yoducha or Amel or Aritz or Adamriya. I started spacing out, and I started. That's all okay, as long as if at the end I said Baruch Atah Hashem Yoitzer Hamayos. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch says you need the beginning and the end to be correct. Okay. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, according to Shulchan Aruch, going back to our cake and wine. Yeah. I didn't mention it at the beginning, but I did mention it at the end. Am I yotze according to Shulchan Aruch? No, you're not yotze because you need the beginning to mention it and the end. However, the Mishabur Paskins like the Goin, like the Gra, who disagrees with Shulchan Aruch. He says, I'm sorry, you didn't learn the Gemara correctly. The Gemara in your base of Mudalef says, Hakol Choylech Achar Achasima. Everything is dependent on the Chasima. As long as you got the Chasima right, that's okay. So that was Shulchan Aruch, the Gra Paskins, yeah, that if, as long as you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotze HaMe'oiris, at the end, yeah, even though the beginning was wrong, you are Yotze. So therefore, according to the Gra, I forgot to mention, I only mentioned, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al-Aretz Melech Haolam, Al-Aretz Ve'al-Mechya, and I forgot to mention Geffen at the beginning, but I mentioned Geffen at the end. Yeah, am I yotze?
Yes.
Correct. Okay? Right, and that is the final, that is halacha, Rabbi Yisai. If you mentioned it in the chasima, you are yotze b'diavad. Right? Even though you didn't mention it before. So, Rabbi Yisai, what do you say to the following question? He's saying al aretz v'al hamechya, no? And then he realizes at the end that he forgot to mention Geffen. Baruch Atah Hashem. What should he do now? He chapped now, straight at the end. Should he insert ala geffen or not?
Yes.
You say yes. Anybody disagree? Could anybody suggest why that's not ideal?
It's not ideal.
Well, no, but what I'm saying, even now, he shouldn't do that. Right, he forgot to mention ala geffen. Right, he only mentioned ala michya. And now he chapped at the end. Baruch Atah Hashem. Ala aret v'ala michya. Should he insert ala geffen then? And then we'll tell him yotze b'diavad, because you mentioned it at the end. Or should he not? And then go back. So I saw. So, no, come on, Rabbi Sai. The answer is he should not mention ala geffen at the end. Why? Because according to Shulchan Aruch and many other poskim, then we'll tell him, you've not been yotze. You've not been yotze, have you? Because you didn't mention it at the beginning. So therefore, even though b'diavad, we will tell him you yotze, because sabal stands for, Rafi, safek, brachot, lahakel. Yeah, safek, brachot, lahakel, sabal. Yeah, so because of the chumrah of bracha levatala, we always say, if in doubt, leave it out. But if you can avoid it, be yoy to everybody. So therefore, we'll tell you, don't say ala gefen now. Just finish ala micha and then make ala gefen. Now, you'll tell me that's bracha she'in etzricha. Correct, that's bracha she'in etzricha, but it's not bracha levatala. It's not bracha levatala if I make another bracha. It's not a shame. And whenever there's a machlekes, you're allowed to make a bracha she'in etzricha, right? For instance, if you got cocktail before the meal, there's a big nidoy whether you need to make boy praets. If you're having pineapple or melon, so there's a big shaila whether if you're having it as a cocktail, as hors d'oeuvre, whether you need to make a bracha. So what many people do is they take a piece before they wash and make haets. Now normally you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to take a potato before you're about to wash and make hadom on it. Why? Because that's bracha shein etzricha. Why are you making more brachas than you need to? But when you've got a machlekes, you're allowed to. So same here, since you've got this machlekes, right, whether you eat or not, so therefore I don't want to put myself into that situation. It can be avoided by simply not inserting ala gefen. Rabbi Sai, so what happens now? Yeah, Charles.
Just a quick question. I didn't know many years ago. But if you have a grape,
but
the grape is cut up, you don't have to make
aloe
eggs on it afterwards.
Like if you didn't eat the
shit,
yes.
No, if
all your grapes were cut up,
you didn't need to make
aloe
eggs on
their own. Well, even if you ate the shit?
Because
they're
cut up.
So cut up, I think it's a different din of burial. Yeah?
As soon as you eat the shit, then it's not gone. Somebody you're married, yeah, will say it.
Alright, okay. Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me this.
Yeah,
but I'm being asked here. If I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Yotzah Yetzer Adam Mechochma Vav Nekavim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amar Riba Rovim, Amar Yotzeh. Yeah? But I know, well, the Gemara says you're Yotzeh because you got the Chasim alright. No. You're only Yotzeh with Amar Riba Rovim. And then you finish off your Temeroiras, or vice versa. At night, you start and then you finish off correctly. Because it's mitzvah lehaskir midas yoyim balayla, midas layla b'yoyim. So even though that's not the nusach which Chazal were metakin at the beginning, but it's not completely out of place. But if you start with a bracha that's got no shaykhis at the end, brother, you're not
Yotzeh. Where did Keron from? Where did Keron from?
Back again.
If you start with
Bocha. Uh-huh. What are you talking about? Shafritz. In the
morning?
Shafritz. Shafritz, yeah?
You start the Mar of Bocha, and you finish up Yotzeh Meiros. Where do you carry on from?
Go on, you tell me.
Avarabba.
Finish the Bocha, you're being Yotzeh Meiros. You can turn Avarabba or Avar Asayinom if you miss
the whole
Yeah, yeah, you're Yotzeh. Yeah, like, you're Yotzeh.
You do shoot the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, just a couple of shilas, very important shilas. You have apples and grapes, a shear of both. Yeah, a shear of both apples and grapes. What bracha achrona do I make? Sorry, ala eight. And what about bari nefashas? No bari nefashas. Once you're making ala eight, no bari nefashas. Right? And who are doing, if you made ala eight b'di ebed on apples, you are yoytze. Right? So, okay, that's very important to realize. If I had only apples and one of the shivas aminim, I only make ala eight. Rabbi Sai, rice cake. Had rice cake and cake.
Shouldn't have rice cake.
Why? What's wrong with rice cake? Because you don't like it, we can't have it. Rabbi Sai, you had cake and rice cake, or cake and rice. A shear of both. Each one you had a shear. What bracha achrayin on? Only ala micha, very interesting. What's the bracha achrayin on rice? And Shehakol. Yeah? However, just like. And Baron Nefoshes, sorry. Baron Nefoshes and Baron Nefoshes. However, just like an apple, the Brocha Achroina Lechatchila is Baron Priya, is Baron Nefoshes. But if you're making a la'et, you don't make another Baron Nefoshes. Right? You do not make a Baron. Same, the poskim say, if you're having cake and rice, even though if you only had rice, you would make bara nefoshes. However, once you're making ala mechia, you only need to make alamichya. You do not make another bera nefoshes. Right. Okay, we'll finish off with just one question. I will not deal with it. And that is, you had wine and grapes. So what am I meant to do, lachatrila? And then I'm going to, yeah? Wine and grapes. What comes for ala gefen? That's more choshuv. And then ala eitz, val pri eitz, right? Yeah, val tnu asa zadeh, right? And now, I forgot, and then six combinations, and I let you work out this. I forgot to mention both. Either I mentioned both right at the beginning, but I didn't mention both at the end, or I mentioned both at the end, but not at the beginning, or B, I missed out. What is that halacha if I had grapes and wine and I missed out one of them? Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you for listening. Have a great day and a great week.